was a, I don't know, forgot what to call that, but anyway, it was a strong stick, you see. It ran right in the back of the hog's hind legs. There's a tendon or something right in the back of the leg here that they cut, and it had to come through there. That's, it's what the magic.
I see.
You know what I'm talking
about? Run it through.
Yeah, and that was strong enough to hold the hog there. And then they could work on him then, take all of his entrails out. And of course, they save them, they save the liver and different parts of the intestines of the hog. Had chitlin' time, had a big time. A lot of people detested them, wouldn't think about eating them. Others just gloat over them, just have the biggest time eating chitlins. That's a different story.
did you ever eat the inside, the organs of the hog, the heart and the lungs and the...
Well, I never heard of us eating the lungs, but we always ate the heart. But I never was fond of the heart, and I never did see too many people that cared too much for the heart, but that is what lies, that is my aunt, the little black boy's mother, that she usually got the heart. And things like that, and gave a part of the liver, and such as that.
I've heard a word, harslet or haslet.
I know what you're talking about, but haslet. It's some of that stuff in there. I don't know, just how they distinguish it.
Mm-hmm. Did you make anything of the head of the hog? They use the head of the hog for...
Yeah, they eat all parts about the head of the hog, all about the feet. I think it has something to do with around the heart and the liver, and it maybe those lung things, but the reason I don't remember much about it because we always threw it away.
Mm-hmm. Never would eat them.
That's right. So I remember them talking about them, but that's one thing. I had a daddy that I dearly loved, but that's one thing he never did make us boys do. He did it himself, but he never did make us have anything to do with butchering those pigs.
Is that right?
It was just nasty, dirty work, and he got out there, put on rubber boots, and he says it takes a man's job, and of course we was children growing up, and I left home when I was young, I guess about 18, something like that. Mm-hmm. Came here to high school and university.
Did you make sausage? Did they have sausage?
Yes, that was a great day. Mm-hmm. I don't think that had anything to do with the haslet part of it. There's so much now, you're getting into... Fellow says the details of it, take a butcher to about all that.
Sure. Well, I'm just interested in what you actually recall. And